greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Yeah. Lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king. With lots of money and things.
Cha-ching. Good afternoon, folks. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Stattmiller.
And this is James Martinez. I was just sitting there listening to that. I'm like, maybe they should change that to the national anthem right now, seeing as that's the words of that song are pretty much right on.
Pretty much.
Just like...
By the way, did you watch that on our website, republicbroadcasting.org?
Yes.
You did?
Are you talking about the church?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did.
Wasn't
that was very poignant. I was really interested in the pictures of, you know, when they'd pan over to the pictures of the people in the audience mm-hmm. with their faces, mm-hmm. and watching them just realize that, wait a minute, this is exactly right.
Kind of like some of those faces I saw in that crowd. I'll go back to my explanation. When people are horrified, they are, how should I say, taken aback in a very strong mm-hmm. way. They
right.
kind of get that George Romero Night of the Living Dead look on their face.
Oh, absolutely.
And
yep.
and boy, there was some there that had it.
Some yeah, people, I could see in their faces, I could see people were like, I got about $50,000 in credit. I have a school loan. You mean you're telling me that I was framed? I could see that rolling around in their head. I'm like, yeah, sorry, guys.
Yeah.
You've been had.
It is what it is. And yes, you've been had. And you know, the concept and the principle about having an honest money system, to most people, you would tell them this and they would look at you and go, well, what do you mean? You know, they give you the duh.
Right.
And they don't understand. But folks, imagine and think this thing through. Just don't give it a 3-second, one brain cell synapse here. Think this thing through on how this country would be if we were dealing with an honest money supply. Do you realize how this would literally transform this country? And people will not want to argue, knee-jerk argument. Folks, I've seen a lot of knee-jerkers out there. What we've got to do is start contemplating and thinking about things logically. Go through the progression. I know it's tough to do sometimes because, well, we become mentally lazy.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You know, we have so many things. I mean, if you're wealthy enough, you have other people to do your thinking for you. Okay, but no, think this one through. And the biggest thing that I got out of that was not only was it done in a church, and there was a couple thousand people sitting or listening to this guy, but when he got to the point. And see, this is what Christianity, this is what Buddhism teaches, this is what a lot of religions on the face of this earth teach: peace, love. Okay,
mm-hmm.
that is a wonderful concept, and I sure want to abide by that, and I want to make that the golden rule. But we have so far been conditioned that anybody that speaks up, that is of a religious or spiritual nature, in other words, that's what they do for a living, we're automatically We are set to shut down and shut it off. Oh, the guy's just religious. Well,
that's right.
He's a preacher. That's what he does. You know, you can't accuse him of being a plumber if he's standing there with a Bible in his hand. I want to talk about a little bit more about this, James, after the break, because it is quite earth-shattering. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.
The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com. Blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Soon.
That was quite an experience. I mean, that thing lasted 47 minutes. Were you able to watch that thing uninterrupted?
No, I was interrupted by phone calls, but nonetheless, I watched it really closely, and I looked at it, you know, and I watched his delivery. I watched the people, his congregation, how he was saying it, why he was saying it, emotionally, how he, I watched it really closely, but I'm surprised that more churches and more congregations know about this than a lot of the public, as far as I've seen thus far. So I was glad he did that, because I think that the generally speaking, congregations, whatever, will work together to do the right thing. That's what I thought when I looked at that.
Well, good. The problem that we're having, and like I said before the break, that people that are not spiritual, or I hate to use the term religious, but they have a tendency to outright reject. I mean, if it comes out of somebody's mouth that proclaims to be something, and it has anything to do with preachers or anything, they just automatically shut it off. And right. Here has been our problem, because we have politicized everything. We have been trained to hate religion. And, folks, you know, I don't talk a lot about my own spiritual beliefs, because, quite frankly, that is alienating to people. My opinion is you can go to hell of your own accord. Okay. Now, if that's your thing.
Good afternoon, everybody.
There you go. And you know, I don't make that an issue because it is not important. You know, they politicize the thing about, oh, well, gosh, you know, it's separation of church and state. Well, folks, that was dreamed up by our ACLU friends, and do the research on it. There was never a separation of church and state in this country. It was built up that the boogeyman with the Bible is going to come and get you, and he's going to run your life to the moral standards of the Bible, and if not, you'll be castigated and maybe burned at the stake. I have yet to see anybody with a Bible in her hand beat somebody severely amongst the head and shoulders to bring blood, you know, to bludgeon you into their belief system. And what I have noticed, and while I'm on this subject, I might as well say this because it's a personal experience. The people that I've run into that run around, Jesus saves, have you been saved? And they'll slather and they'll hammer you. These are some of the most insecure people that I've ever seen in my life. That somehow that they want to save everybody because they can't save themselves. Now, right. I've seen way too much of that. The issue of politics and religion. Yeah, I want to, I don't, you know, folks, it doesn't matter what a person's real spiritual or religious conviction is. But I will tell you this, you probably get a better shot out of somebody, and it hasn't been demonstrated, so don't hold me on this one, but we have seen so many of the brethren out there fall.
Oh, yeah.
Who is the guy that tried to build Six Flags over Jesus? Tammy Faye and her husband, the Baker Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The Baker Boys,
I mean, it was ridiculous. I mean, Jerry Farwell, ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Here's this guy taking vast sums of money from other foreign entities, including Israel. You know, we've got the fat, rotund one down here in San Antonio that I cannot stand. You know, so there's this, I guess you could call it idolatry or just falseness within that
teaching.
Hey,
wait a minute. You forgot one thing.
What's that?
It's so funny, John. So ironic that you would speak about this because yesterday somebody called me that their wife was a Scientologist and just got hammered by those guys. They have a very, very strict agenda with their members regarding the use of credit cards in their credit reports. There's a whole thing in there. I didn't know that. I know the inside players over at Scientology because my best friend that passed away knew them, and they know the whole trip about how they operate and what it's for and the whole thing. But they have a specific agenda for their members financially. The use of how they use their credit cards, their credit reports, everything. This guy mentioned it to me, and that doesn't surprise me at all, but I'm like, wow, I didn't know those guys are in on it too? It just never ends.
You know, and the thing, and I want to make this clear to the listeners, because this is not a subject matter I'm going to talk about often, for obvious reasons, because it is so divisive. Folks, and I'm serious about this, we all think of ourselves as being good people. How you check out of this planet, that is going to be entirely up to you. I should have not any say over that. You should not have any say over how I check out of this planet. The spiritual or religious thing should be a closely held personal conviction, and it shouldn't be sprinkled around like icicles on your Christmas tree. You know, this is not an adornment. Many people have used this for other purposes other than as they profess to go out there and save your mortal soul. You know, we got a lot of shysters and sham artists out there. I don't agree with a lot of what I see out there. But on the issue of having men, you know, where do you think that our morals came from? Where do you think that an ethics standard come from? Did you think that just you rubbed up against a wall someplace and you got some on you? It has its roots. And we've had the ACLU back in 1961 come out with this grandiose thing saying the separation of church and state. The way the founders saw this thing is they didn't want the government, the federal government, sanctioning a particular religion. They didn't want the state to run a church, which would be doubly dangerous because we have seen examples of that throughout history. I mean, look at the Crusades.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, I'm here to kill you because God told me to. You know, I mean, look, the violence that is going on in the world, ladies and gentlemen, And I'm not calling upon spiritual leaders to take the post of the heretofore politicos that have done such a bad job. You know, I believe in having spiritual advisors, and but more importantly, demanding the people demanding of their government that they have some semblance of sanity and morality and ethics about themselves. That's not too much to ask.
I agree.
So this is always kind of a dangerous thing to talk about religion. But I want it understood that this is a weapon to be used against each other unto itself.
Oh, yeah. That's why I mentioned in the beginning, John, that this issue with the money and what's happened with the banks and the whole scam there was, and I've said this to individuals on the phone that have called me, it is a bridge to unite everybody. I've discovered people with completely different backgrounds that normally wouldn't even talk to each other or deal with each other suddenly would go, wait a minute, you got screwed too? Hey, what happened to you? Do you have this? Did you get sued by this? This was years ago. They would normally never talk, but now they became friends and now they understand and now there's an alliance between all different people. I don't care what religion, what race, what class you're in. It's everybody's business. And my goal, one of the main goals, was to unite people, to finally do something that's good where everybody wins. In other words, getting these scumbag international bankers and the whole thing out of our system forever.
And as we fly we can stand under one banner. We can stand under one flag. We can certainly do that. You know, what we cannot do is be divisive and start killing each other off because you don't believe as I do. You know,
right.
I mean, that's, to me, that's, gosh, of all the different religions and the subsects and all the different things that have been taught, you know what? I can guarantee you one thing, folks, that one fine day you are going to check off this mortal coil and you're going to find out. You know what? We're all going to find out.
Yep.
Now, I want to basically leave that there because I could discuss this for an entire hour and I care not to. I would like to. And I do that on my own show, but that is a different program with a different message. But this one, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, if you have not, and I don't care what persuasion you are, and I mean this sincerely, watch the rod. And you know what? I misspoke, and I called him the wrong name the other day. I said it was parsley, and it's not. It's Rod Parsi, I think it is. Let me pull the thing up here, and I'll tell you exactly what it is. But at any rate, here's the message. You need to really watch this, because this is a presentation of like I have never seen before. Yeah, it was done by Rod Parsley. It is Parsley, by the way. My wife corrected me. It is Parsley. Okay,
yeah,
I'll commit
everybody
that.
Everybody just... don't drop your bias at the door and listen to the message.
Yeah.
Don't judge the messenger.
And I'll commit this to memory by parsley, sage, brush, Mary, and thyme. Okay.
Okay.
I got it.
Right. Exactly.
Right. But forget the fact that if you're not a spiritual person, do not have the prejudice against what this man is saying, because here's the point. This man is speaking to people that heretofore have not been gotten to. And the
right.
message needs to resonate. If you want, and I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to get on my philosophical steed here by saying that if we have honest money and people, governments, dealing with each other honestly, the governments dealing with their people honestly and in kind, okay, I'd love to be able to trust my government again. There is nothing on this planet that I would want is to be able to say, you know what, I love my country, my government's good, and I back it. I would love to do that.
That'll be a lovely day in the sun, won't it?
Wouldn't it, though? But that is not the case. And we must do what we need to do to rectify the situation. So, I mean, instead of watching these little airheads, you know, running for, you know, whatever beauty queen pageant, you know, well, here's always the question. Well, what are you going to do if you become queen? You know, well, I want world peace. You know, with somebody that doesn't have two brain cells that can talk to each other, I've got to hear from somebody that's speaking the truth but wouldn't know how to get there if they had a starship and they could get there at light speed. They don't have a clue. So I'll spend just a couple more minutes on this, if you'll indulge me, James.
Oh, of course.
All right. Cool.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
If you don't mind, I'm going to play just a couple of minutes of this toward the bottom of the hour, just to give people a tease.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you what's happening with this. We at this network got literally slammed. Now, without getting too technical, folks, and eating up a whole lot of time, just simply to say that this is a radio network with satellite, with internet, with AM and FM, and all the good stuff that all networks have. Well, we put this thing on the front page of the website, and it's a good thing. About a month ago, we upped this from 100 megs to 500 megs bandwidth. We've got the fiber optics now, and it's a good thing that we did it. This thing was downloaded, and nobody got buffered out, nobody got cut off, but this thing, I mean, we got absolutely slammed. People have been emailing this thing everywhere. Mm-hmm. So if...
Good.
If your cup of tea politically is this person or that person, it doesn't matter, folks. It doesn't matter what your political affiliation is, because they have both been in on the fix and they are neither part of that solution or for a brighter tomorrow in this country. All right. Let me play this and just listen to what the man's saying is what I'm saying to you.
Neither shall you lay upon him interest. Leviticus 25, 36 and 37. Take thou no interest of him or increase, but fear thy God, that thy brother may live with thee, that thou shalt not give him the money by interest, nor lend him thy victuals for increase. Deuteronomy 23, 20. Unto a stranger thou mayest lend upon usury, but unto thy brother thou shalt not lend upon usury, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all that thou settest thine hand unto, to the land whither thou goest to possess it. Here's what Thomas Jefferson said. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their money, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them, around the banks, will deprive the people of their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
Now, let me just stop.
He said it right there.
Right there.
Bullseye.
And what, bullseye, ladies and gentlemen, do you think is happening right now? People are being dispossessed. Okay, they're being thrown out of their houses. Now, they've already made the devil, the deal with the devil. They've already made the deal with the banker. You know, I had a question about the adjustable rate mortgages. Why don't they just reset these things by giving people a straight out flat 30-year term mortgage? Why don't they do it at whatever percentage rate?
Mm-hmm.
They can't do it. There are literally millions of people that are going to be homeless in this country next year, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's right.
Millions.
Listen, I had somebody yesterday call me up as well. This is a personal friend of mine that she just had a family member pass away. And she said, well, I'm going to go back and sell my house and sell this and sell this. And I said, well, I don't think that's a good idea because you're not going to get anything for that house. It's not going to be worth anything. You need everybody. I've gotten a lot of questions lately as like, well, wait a minute, should I liquidate this? And my dollars aren't worth anything anyway. Should I do this? And I'm starting to like, for the first time ever, normally people that would never even discuss financial strategies have called me and say, well, what do I do with my dollars? Should I go get euros or should I get paid like this? Or they're starting now because exactly what you said, people are getting thrown out of their houses.
Yeah.
Homeless.
And
millions. It will be millions and millions.
And simply what you can tell them, James, well, look, why don't you listen to my partner's show, the National
Hotel Report. I already did.
On every Tuesday with Bob Chapman, and he'll answer any financial questions that you have. We've not even tapped this guy as a resource. There's so much that he knows that we haven't even gotten around to. No question can stump this guy. All right, let me just continue for a couple more minutes with this.
Do you know right now, if we got together as the American people and we sold every building and every square inch of American soil for the total amount of its worth, we would have to pay back that America and two more. Somebody owns this nation. You drive in here all reared back in that car like you own it. Miss a payment and see who owns it. And see if they give you the interest back that you paid on the loan that you've been paying for 5 years. You think you own your house? Miss four payments, and they'll stick a foreclosure sign out in front of you because the bank owns your house. I walked around my house yesterday. I said, thank you, Lord. Look at this driveway. Thank you, Lord. They can't take it from me. Thank you for my house. Thank you for my children's bedroom. They can't take it from me. Because I don't owe nobody nothing. The Bible says, owe no man anything but to love him. Come on now, shout a little bit. There are three types of conquest. Number one, war. Captives hate and rise up against the aggressors. And it takes too much force and money to maintain a situation where you have taken a nation captive by war. Secondly, religious conquest. But by nature, religion lacks military force to regain control once the captives are disillusioned. The third form is economic conquest. Place the people under tribute with no visible force, no marching army, no gun.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
By the way, in that piece that I just played, that's as preachy as he gets in this thing. Because
you know, he pretty much sticks to the facts and straight to the point. Look, anybody that gets has any issues about, okay, he's a preacher talking in front of a congregation, drop that. Get a copy of Freedom and Fascism. Get a copy of In Debt We Trust. Get a copy of Maxed Out the Movie. Watch them all and then go back and listen to the guy again. Cut off all your biases and listen to the message because it's dead on. And for those of you out there that I'm hearing it from different people in their voices and other people that have asked me, this is a crisis in consciousness. You need to elevate your consciousness. You need to understand what's going on. You need to make sure if you're being affected by other media entities like TV, movies, or whatever, that it's social engineering. And they are preparing, from what I hear from different sources, that, you know, they're expecting violence.
Yes.
For people, because homeless people, when they're, you know, everybody knows when you don't have anything and you have children and you have to feed them, what are you going to do if you don't have anything? You know, you're going to steal, you're going to loot, you're going to borrow, whatever it takes to survive. And I'm hoping that all of you, that some of you may be new listeners or whatever, you don't need to participate in any of that at all.
That's right. That's right. And folks, that's what they want us to do.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
You know, why do you think that the gang violence has not been dealt with effectively in this country? Why out in Los Angeles, and I forget the numbers, but how many of those peoples in those gangs are running drugs?
If they
drugs?
Wanted to deal with the Crips and the Bloods and end that, they could end it in 1 week. It would be over forever if that issue, if they really wanted it. Well, we got to stop the violence. Look, they wanted to stop the violence, those guys would be finished, done.
That's right.
It would be not an issue ever again. They want the violence. They want to divide people within. That's what they're going to try and do with this. And I want to make sure everybody, because I know you have intense emotional issues with this, as all of you, you know, you've worked so hard in your life and suddenly now you realize that the walls are caving in and you've been duped. No, the answer is not to get violent with your neighbor. You want to shake their hand and join forces. That's what you want to do.
Well, and this has been done, what I was going to say, this is done purposely to allow that little kettle on the back of the stove to just do a slow rolling boil. When the time comes, the temperature will be turned up and the thing will blow.
Right.
It's going to happen in New York City. It's going to happen in Los Angeles. It's going to happen in Detroit. It's going to happen in Cleveland. And, folks, this is what they're counting on, is to use that issue like they used September 11, 2001. You know, what did you hear initially? You know, you saw the visuals. You saw the Archie Bunker neighborhoods, you know, the old style housing that was their rooftops. Their eaves were literally 6-8 inches from each other. You know, they'd do a three-quarter shot of a street with no flags. And after September 11th, look, everybody's got a flag flying. That was to rally you around the flag against terrorism. But what did they tell you? The reason they attacked is because they hate us and they hate our freedom. So what did the government promptly do? Turn around and take your freedoms away from you.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, they're counting on using their mechanisms to clamp down and control and to issue martial law in this country, and then they're going to have their way with just about everybody on any subject at any given time, because in a state of national emergency, the power that they're going to wield is going to be pretty frightening.
Yes.
But here's the thing. I don't panic when I see a bully standing there with a club. If I've got time, I'm not going to bring a knife to a gunfight. You know, I will protect myself, but I don't fear a guy standing there with a club, because I know I can take that thing from him and I can stick it in his ear. But if he comes at me with a gun, I'm going to respond in kind. You know, remember out in Los Angeles, folks, remember the riots out there? Remember the Chinese guys standing on the rooftops protecting their property?
Right.
And remember how they tried to go after him for doing that?
That's right.
Folks, they want the violence to ensue, because Henry Kissinger, that's been an advisor to I can't tell you how many presidents, that has been in on the policy, foreign policy, that has done nothing but just degrade and erode this country.
Yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame for like in the top five of world's most evil people of all time.
And what he said, and this is what I want to caution people about, when there are riots in the street of Los Angeles, he said that people are going to be begging us to restore order.
And
it doesn't matter if it's UN troops, or it doesn't matter if it's a martial law. It doesn't matter if we got U.S. troops on the streets carrying machine guns. It doesn't matter. You will beg us for the security that you so desperately seek. But what they have done is undermine every single reason to have security in this country, and they will have their way. You don't understand.
They're also going to, most importantly, and this is how they're going to do it, and this is how they've always done it, they're going to use your mind against you.
Yes.
Hence Operation Mind Control. My mentor and friend who passed away that I've mentioned, he told me how they do it, when they do it, how long they install it, and when they install it. They have the ability to create anything visually and make you buy it and use it against you later.
So you
really need to make sure that your stimulus from media and internet and radio and everything, you're in a partial edit mode, so you understand that, well, this may not be true that's happening, because these guys will do anything. pretty hardcore.
It is hard. And it's nothing, folks, that has not been done before. It has been done repeatedly throughout history. And the one thing that they want you to do is to be afraid of your fellow American, to be fear of that. This is why they allow criminals and crimes to keep going on the way they do, because they come up with the extraordinary measures. Well, if it wasn't for the circumstance, we wouldn't have to take these draconian moves. It is all plotted out. Let me go to a phone call here. Richard in Alabama. Hello, Richard.
Hey, Richard.
Richard, are you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead. How you doing, Richard?
It's a storage bill for property seized by the police and put into storage. Will your process work?
Run that question by me one more time.
If the debt is a storage bill owed to some storage facility or property seized by the police, will your process work?
I would say, since I don't know the nature of the loan, if it's an unsecured debt and it's already in the hands of the police, I probably wouldn't even touch it. That's not a good thing to mess with, because there's other issues involved.
So it only works for interest, right?
No, it's unsecured loans, credit cards, student loans, charge cards, signature loans that are when you use your signature to get a loan, you're actually manifesting the money with your signature, things of that nature. You cannot items that have been taken with the police that are now being used in some particular case or using that you cannot do. There's too many issues there that would cause problems.
Hmm. Richard, what are you specifically talking about?
Can you go into detail at all?
Oh, well, recently I had to pay something like $500 to recover three cars that were towed from front of my house.
Mm-hmm. That would be more of an issue with your city council, and that would be an issue because, you know, you get the same old song and dance. The cops will just tell you, hey, I'm just following the rules.
Right.
You know? So that would be an issue for you to take up. I'm getting a... Richard, do you have a radio or a computer up? Richard?
Yeah, he's got feedback there.
Your voice is very faint.
My voice is very faint. Okay. I'm not getting the feedback now. Okay. So at any rate, that's an issue that you take up with your city council, because a cop will just stand here and tell you, well, that's policy. That's the rules. That's the law.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So that's an issue that you have to take up with your city council. And it does not hurt to go in there and remind them of property.
And due process as well.
I mean, you might get these people to back off. You might even get them to forgive that $500 bill because they took your property. You didn't give them permission to take it. They said it was in violation of some city code. Well, that's still your property.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them to find the damn cars and see if they'll pay.
You have to pay a tow bill. You have to pay a tow bill even if you're found not guilty.
Well, yeah, that's because the corporation has already gone out and hired that company to be its number one property remover by way of tow truck. Yep, every city's got this. Yep, and they will tell you that, oh, well, the city's already paid out that money. You can't recover that. Well, I wouldn't have to try to recover it if you didn't come and take my stuff in the first place. Let's go back to ground zero here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't pay the tow, they will auction off your property before the trial even comes around.
Well, I understand that.
Wait a minute. Wait. Say that again? That you can auction your property before the trial even goes? What state are you in?
Alabama.
You better look at the Civil Code of Procedure for that, because every state has due process. They have to have a ruling before they do stuff like that.
Yeah, supposed to. A lot of them will try to skirt that issue. But at any rate, Richard, sorry we can't help you with that one.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Appreciate your call. My friend over here that runs the website Urban Survival, guy makes a lot of sense. He said, talk about timely interview. He's got an interview on Urban Survival with Benazir Bhutto that Parade magazine was planning to run next week before the assassination Thursday in Pakistan yesterday. It wasn't just the rioting that swept Pakistan in the wake of the killing that caused the Dow to nosedive more than 190 points. There were other factors like the weakness in durable goods driving markets as well. While there's a little bounce at the open today, judging by the futures, that could disappear when the first hour of trading as existing and new home sales for November come out, any more ugly surprises there, and the markets are set to tank again. Holding longs over the weekend would seem to be a risky business at best. Zooming back a bit, there is a much larger problem looming for the United States. As a result of the murder of Bhutto, there's a high probability that the U.S. will be sucked into an ever larger war with Islamic fundamentalism. UPI quotes a Washington Post story that U.S. Special Forces will be expanding their operations in the country next year.
We got plenty of money for that.
Yeah.
I looked at that. I'm like, how are they going to pay for that? I'm like, and all these candidates are running around putting their 2 cents in. They're like, they're experts on the situation when they're totally lying. Because even if they're a president right now, nobody has money to do that stuff.
That's right. Officially, the numbers will be small and to train Pakistani troops, but I seem to recall that this is how at least a couple other recent wars got started, with advisors doing the training. That said, some observer, like Jim Sinclair, have inferred that Al-Qaeda has an agenda to secure nuclear technology, and Pakistan is the slippery slope of all time. Even from today to the first quarter of 2011, the slope pulls in all sides to a meeting point politically, economically, socially, and spiritually. The end product is the reason gold is for insurance. Without it, you risk everything. He says, believe me. By the way, gold is up at 800, and I think it was 38 bucks today. Remember, its all-time high in this country was 850. Okay, so, folks, we've been telling you, secure gold and silver as asset protection. There is nothing else out there that is going to save your money. All right. Or the representation thereof. Right. The U.S. dollar continues its near-death experience, diving under the 60.68 against the euro this morning. But it's not just the dollar that has our attention. His commodity broker sent me an email. He says, J.B. Schlier, I guess that's his broker, when you receive the last three weekly statements from the European Central Bank, the ECB, you'll find out that hyperinflation has arrived in Europe. The amount of banknotes in circulation has increased by an unbelievable annualized rate of 55%. Did I not read you the thing yesterday on the Germans, and I took you from 1914 to 1923,
right,
where they were hauling around more than $4 trillion in marks to buy a loaf of bread? Folks,
right.
I'm telling you, beware. Now,
beware. It's John. It's interesting to me that even though the Titanic was sinking when people are on there, they're still in denial that it's sinking. And that's what I'm seeing now with a lot of people that I talk to. They're like, well, will my credit report be fixed after 6 months? I said, yeah, it'll be fixed after 6 months, but it's really not going to matter.
It's not.
It's not going to matter what your credit report is in 6 months from now.
You people have to understand what we're facing here. We're talking.
Yeah, they don't quite get it.
They don't.
Like, they don't want to believe it. Look, you've been in a country where you've been fat. Everything's been great. Or you've had this great kind of the way you've lived is way above the standard of everybody else, and now suddenly the jig is up.
Yeah,
it's over.
It is over, and you're worried about. I mean, you might as well be worried about how the China is set on the tables in the Titanic.
Right.
You know, I jest about it, but I'm dead serious about this. We're talking about bank collapsings. They're going to start collapsing next year. Bank collapses. You're going to see a lot of turmoil in the markets. You're going to see the Dow bite the dust. When it drops below 11,500 on a Dow Jones, that's when the sleigh ride, hang on, because you're on a downward pitch, a 45-degree
right.
angle straight to hell. I mean,
yeah, so I wouldn't be worried about too much about your credit report at this point. You're going to be thinking more like, okay, how do I afford food and where am I going to live?
That's
that will
right.
be more of a priority. You won't care ever again about your credit report in 6 months. I know all of you are being sold that in these lame commercials on TV and all the garbage that they're putting that you're seeing on TV and in movie theaters before the show starts. All of that is, they're trying to get you. They're trying to lie to you at the very end,
that's
even
right.
At the end.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter to them because they have no conscience. They are running the game that's killing you. So why, you know, what are they going to do, smile at you before your last drop of blood leaves your body, and they're going to tell you the vast secret that has gotten you to that point? Don't count on it.
Yeah, but you need to start. The public needs to start doing strategic planning for tomorrow and next week. You need to start thinking about that now. Hypothesize with your family, your friends. How are you going to handle yourself financially 6 months from now to a year from now? Will you have to move? Where will you go? All of those things. Right. You need to start thinking about that now.
Now, a sudden and shocking decline in the value of the U.S. dollar in early 2008 has the potential to devastate the country in the same year, reducing us to the third world status and putting us in a greater depression than even the 1930s before the year is out. The seeds have already been planted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, folks, we're not joking about this. We're not trying to scare you just so you pick up the phone and you buy some package to dump some credit card debt. We were talking about your overall planning for the strategy of you staying alive in this country. That's what's at stake. Let me go to the phones. Eddie from Alabama. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, Eddie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Good.
Great.
Good.
I just tuned in late, and I thought I would call and ask you a question. I just caught the tail end of something. You'd mentioned an unsecured loan where it was nothing but a signature to secure the loan.
That's right.
And doing away with it, but I wasn't able to grasp. I wasn't able to really hear all that. So how does that work? Say, for instance, a college
what
loan.
I would tell you?
Does that qualify?
Sorry to interrupt.
College
I would
loan,
tell
does that
you.
Qualify?
All right,
college
I'll tell you what.
Qualify.
All right, everybody stop. We've got to take the break. We'll be able to answer your question right after this break. Folks,
are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365. this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Okay, Eddie, the question is, go ahead.
I'm sorry, guys. I didn't know you actually went to break. I'm here, and we're having family get together at the house, and everybody's waiting on a response. And I told him, I said, I think I got cut off because they went to break. But anyway, the question was, I just caught the tail end of what you were saying about the if your loan is secured only with a signature, that you're able to do away with some of that,
yes,
including a college loan. But I didn't actually hear what you had to say as to how to do that. How does that work?
Okay. Okay, Eddie, what you need to do, you need to dial this number, and it'll give you a 12-minute overview on how that works.
Okay.
And what you can do after that is if you leave your name, telephone number, and email address, and you need further information or you need to discuss anything with me privately, you may do so.
Okay.
But listen to that. It'll explain it entirely. Listen, put it on speakerphone for your whole family to listen to. And, yes, we can handle those type of situations.
So this will be James, right? You're James, right?
That's correct.
Yes,
yeah.
He is.
Okay,
and
James, what's that number, James?
It is.
Okay, it's 888-213-7655. I'll give it to you one more time. It's 888-213-7655.
And
that's great. One more question, James, if you don't mind. Given the situation that we're all in, we've all been sold a bill of goods, so to speak. What is the number one piece of advice you could give any family that is in debt, that is middle class, hardworking, working two or three jobs, hadn't had time to really think for themselves like the system wanted it to be?
Right.
What is the number one thing that they should do first in the situation they're in?
Let me answer that, James. There is a book that this network has. It was written by an intelligence officer. I've come to know this gentleman rather well, and he has written a book, Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse, and it is literally the Bible of survival during an economic collapse.
Wonderful.
All right, so just call the network here at 800-724-2719. This is the updated version. The book's been out for over 10 years, but it was just re-released with two new chapters at the end of it. And there's a lot of sound advice in there.
Eddie, I would also say to you, now that you understand what's happening, you got to forgive yourself, number one. You got to get rid of these issues with debt, and you need to tell somebody else about it, and you need to bridge minds with other people that have the same problem.
Yeah.
Well,
because
unfortunately,
it's going to count on everybody coming together to make this work. Don't make enemies out of other people that that you may not even talk to. Everybody's going to be dealing with this. Everybody. So that's what I would say. No violence.
Oh, that goes without saying, but absolutely, as far as getting rid of all the debt, I think that if you're talking about not being scared, I guess that's the one thing I think most people's not going to be able to get rid of.
Well, the fear is the factor that we're trying to deal with as well, the psychological aspect of this. But the one thing that you need to do, if you've got the unsecured loans, you got any credit card debt, dump that, get rid of it, reprioritize what you need to do for the coming months and years ahead.
Absolutely.
And it's going to involve everybody. Everybody's going to have to cooperate. All right?
It's going to be, Eddie, it will be, let's hypothesize, the debt is gone now. It's what you do next and how you handle yourself next with you and your family that's going to determine how it will go. So
right,
get yourself
Rod Parsley, these portions of Rod Parsley's speaking, where can you get that at?
You have computer?
Sure.
Okay. RepublicBroadcasting.org. Okay. Go to that site. That's the main page for the network here. And you will see right at the top of the page, it will say Conquering the Spirit of Debt, Must See. And the entire 49-minute presentation is right there.
Boy, he did a wonderful job on that.
Yes, he did. Eddie, thanks for your call.